Grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 27th of May. I'm your host, Paul White. We are nearing the end of the fifth chapter of Galatians on our verse-by-verse journey with the Apostle Paul through this tremendous book. We've arrived at the 24th verse where Paul says, "Those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires." We told you yesterday as we closed the podcast that what Paul does here is hearken back to something he's already said in Galatians. He'll say again before he's done in Galatians, and something that he emphasizes quite heavily in the book of Romans, and that is the death of the saint in this life. The Apostle Paul, among the other epistle writers, really don't say a lot about the death of the saint and what happens after that. We have a little bit, but they talk a lot about, particularly Paul, the death of the saint at a place called Calvary. Now, in the more orthodox version of Christianity, it's very common to hear the pick up your cross, climb the hill, self-sacrifice message, whereas in the Protestant message, the evangelical message, it's less common to hear that. It's a little more common to refer to Christianity in terms of what's been done for us. I think we probably could use a little balance in the two. I think there is some utility in the orthodox stance of picking up your cross and going up the hill. There are definitely things about Christianity that are going to take some sacrifice, and I think we're being a little dishonest with the writings of, particularly of Paul, if we deny that aspect of the faith. Paul very much believed that suffering was a possibility and that we would go through some things by which we identified with who Jesus is, not to make us righteous, but simply because we are righteous people in the middle of an unrighteous world, and therefore we're probably going to pay a bit of a price for that. So there is some picking up of that cross. The balance needs to be struck, however, because, you know, in the rest of the Protestant world, evangelical world, where it's been done on our behalf, the Orthodox world badly needs to hear a little bit of that. They need some of that idea that, hey, go a little easier on yourself, relax a bit, it's been done on your behalf. Maybe if we struck that balance, we'd be better off. But what can't be denied is that the Apostle Paul believed very firmly in, number one, that he personally had had his old Saul self crucified with Christ. He believed, number two, Christianity at large, at least in particular the Galatians and the Romans churches, had been crucified with Christ. And I say the Galatians and the Romans church, not as if he didn't think the Philippian church or the Colossian church were, but he mentions them specifically. And then thirdly, and this is Paul's broadest version of crucifixion, according to his writings in 2 Corinthians 5, he believed that the entire world had actually been crucified at Calvary. And Paul then, of course, says that the world's been reconciled on God's part, but they need to be reconciled on their own part. And I think, personally, I think that's Paul's version of the gospel. Christ became us, died on our behalf. Now, for those of you who will reconcile yourself to that, you can have his resurrected life. I think where we swing that out of balance is when we keep trying to kill the old man. So we need to recognize that old man as having been crucified. That's Galatians 5:24. Those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. The flesh within the context is dealing with the works of the flesh. That context is dealing with the Hagar covenant. So those who are adhering to the sons of the flesh, those sons of Hagar's effort, Abraham's effort with Hagar, which Paul likened to the covenant at Sinai, out of that are going to come these wicked fleshly things. Paul says, however, if you are in Christ, you've actually crucified that side of you. Hagar, for those of you who are in Christ, is dead. You could say this. I'm speaking to an audience 2,000 years, nearly 2,000 years on the other side of the cross. Nearly 2,000 years on the other side of the book of Galatians. And most of my audience, perhaps all of my audience, are Gentiles who came into the faith with no Jewish heritage. So you're not being tempted to return to the Mosaic or circumcision. However, it didn't take but about a Sunday or two in the local church before you were introduced to a set of standards and laws by which you would be considered part of that church family, perhaps part of the family of God. And in some more extreme cases, and some of us were raised in these, if you adhered to anything else or you stopped adhering to this list, you could lose said salvation and be just as lost as you had been before you initially accepted the grace of God. Or in the less dogmatic circles, you might hear, oh, you'll always be saved, but you forfeit blessings if you do this, 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 and this, or you fail to do this, 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 and this. Now, while we are not Jewish, we are decidedly Gentile Christians, that is still a form of Hagar's covenant, Hagar, who represents the Sinaitic covenant. And therefore, we need reminded. That's not us. Rather, we are the opposite. We are Christ's and have had the flesh crucified with its passions and its desires. Where else in Galatians did we see this? Well, familiar to most of us was Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet it's not I, but it's Christ that lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's Paul stating his own crucifixion. He's going to say it again, Galatians 6:14. God forbid I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified unto me, and I have been crucified unto the world. There's twice outside of our text, and our text is Galatians 5:24. He does it again in Romans 6, and this is probably Galatians 2:20. Pretty popular, but Romans 6:6, this is probably as popular. Knowing that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, so that we're no longer slaves to sin. And then one that I love, Colossians 3:3, you died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. What a statement. You died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And that's the role, that's what happens rather, better way of saying, that's what happens when we come into the faith, is we recognize his death as our death. Personally, I believe that's what salvation means. Salvation is that realization, salvation now, okay? That realization that his death was my death and his life is my life, and it's time to start living that out. And when we wake up to that fact, we become reconciled in our hearts to God. We wake up to that fact, sin no longer has any authority over us. 1 Corinthians 15, awake to righteousness and sin not. Waking up to righteousness is that realization that we've been crucified with him and our passions and our desires are crucified as well. We'll deal with the big if we live in the Spirit from verse 25 tomorrow. See you then. God bless.